HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for entertaining information on Colorado festivals and travel. It's already October, and that means spooks. Yes, Halloween is just a few weeks away, and I have one very highly recommended activity. 2 weeks ago, I was visiting Leadville, Colorado, where Ryan and I had the opportunity to take a cemetery tour given by author Roger Preddy. As a former newspaper man in Leadville, Preddy has gone on to write several books, including Lost Between Heaven and Leadville, Spectres, Spooks, and Shades of the Departed in a Colorado Silver Camp. This was my first ever cemetery tour, and it set the bar fairly high. First, Leadville Cemetery is 147 acres, and that's huge. Preddy has hundreds of stories about this place, and I don't think I'm exaggerating. He is an expert on this vast cemetery with history going back more than 100 years. The cemetery, ghost tour, and brothel dance hall tours are organized by the Delaware Hotel. If you go on a tour, my tip is to wear comfy shoes. I wore flip-flops, and this was a bad idea. Also, bring a camera, because Leadville is very photogenic. You can find the Delaware online at DelawareHotel.com. And yes, the Delaware is haunted. You'll learn all about the ghost who haunts the second floor of this historic hotel if you take one of Peretti's tours. This week, I'll be attending a conference in Telluride, and there's a good chance I'll see some snow. I don't know if you noticed, but last week, they actually got a fairly significant snowfall down there. Let's hope this early start to the wintry season means a big year for Colorado's ski resorts. After my conference, I'll be driving like a maniac back to the Front Range, where I'm emceeing the Birth of Oktoberfest this Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m. I'm actually one of the founders of this Oktoberfest, and I arrange all the entertainment. We have the Dick's Vodney Polka Band, Steve Rock on the accordion, and new this year, the Chalet Dancers coming all the way from Castle Rock. We try to keep this festival as authentic as possible with German food available as well. Although instead of German-made beer, we're serving up brews from City Star Brewery in Berthoud and Grimm Brothers Brewhouse in Loveland. This is truly a family-friendly event, so I hope to see many of you there this Saturday. You can find Birth at Oktoberfest online at birthatoktoberfest.com and on Facebook. This weekend is also Applefest in Cedar Edge in southwest Colorado, about 40 minutes north of Montrose. I love these small-town fests that celebrate the bounty of the land. This area has lots of apple orchards, and you can be sure that more than a few apple pies will be devoured during this event. There's also a classic car show, an antique tractor show, 150 vendors, and much more. Go to cedaredgechamber.com for more information. Closer to home, it's First Friday Gallery Walk right here in Fort Collins this Friday evening. If you haven't done this art walk, what are you waiting for? More than 20 galleries extend their hours of operation during this event. You can see paintings, sculptures, photos, and other artistic mediums. Some of the galleries even have snacks laid out for hungry patrons of the arts. This is a self-guided tour, so go to downtownfortcollins.com to see the list of participating businesses. If you are planning some fun winter travel this season, I've written several blog posts in the past that will help you pick the perfect place to visit. In fact, my post entitled Top 5 Colorado Christmas Towns has been trending for nearly 2 months now on HeidiTown.com. And you may find this post helpful if you'd like to check out one of our state's charming holiday destinations. I've also written complete travel articles on Ouray, Winter Park, and Grand Lake, among others. Go to HeidiTown.com and click on Travel to see all the posts I've written on Colorado travel over the past year. If you need a specific recommendation, I love to help. Just connect with me through the blog, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, Instagram, or simply email me at themayor@HeidiTown.com. As always, I can only cover a tiny bit of what's happening across Colorado here on the radio show. Be sure to join me out there in the land of social media to keep up to date. I'll see you again here in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.